is the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Jets Pharmacy, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, and by Cunningham Jewelers. And now, here is your host, Harold Webster.
Welcome to the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Harold Webster. This segment of the Buccaneer Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, and by Jets Pharmacy. And now joining us, the head coach of the MCA Buccaneers, Bradley Warren.
Hey, Harold.
Coach, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm resting up from a long season.
Yes, unfortunately, on Friday night, y'all run into the juggernaut of Clinch County in the first round of the playoffs.
We did. We're going to get them warmed up on one day. We did before. We can get them again.
We will. You know, this thing kind of goes back and forth. They're at the peak right now, but they got a bunch of seniors that are going to be leaving them, and hopefully that'll bring them back down.
They're a real good ball team. Coach and I both discussed they won the ball game. We thought that we'd run that bracket for a while, and I expect them to. I don't think they'll lose for a minute.
Do you think they can take it all the way to the championship?
I don't know about the championship, but I thought that bracket before you had a real serious challenge would be Elite Eight Final Four.
Well, that's good. Well, they do have a very good team. They had a good team last year. I think they had some injuries early in the season, but finished up strong.
They're not as good as they were last year. I think they execute better, but nor were we, you know?
Yeah. Well, anyway, we went down to Homerville, and they did beat us. I believe it was finals 38-14. And
we had 27 offensive plays, less than seven. Of course, how long we had the ball? That's my philosophy.
Well, we couldn't get the offense cranked, or we should say their defense was pretty dang stout.
Well, we scored twice, and then we. Two other drives ended in penalties that just absolutely killed us. We had four big plays Friday night. Two of the big plays were negated by penalties. I still can't find. We threw the ball to the right. They said a wide receiver moved to the left. I still can't find it. And I don't know if he blinked and they called that move. I don't know, but it was frustrating. So we've had some big plays called back this year. You know, that happens, but at some point in time, you got to say enough, enough.
Well, this season's over, and maybe it'll be a whole new thing next year. So
you never know. You know, I always sit back and watch and see what kind of offseason we have in the weight room with grades, with character. You know, yeah. Watch for that.
Well, I know we've talked about the season and some of the adversity y'all have gone through. I mean, y'all had some key injuries early in the season, and you lost some players for the season just after you got started. So
I've only had one other time in my career, that maybe two. I've been coaching 28 years. I can remember one time here when we first came in, I was an assistant coach. We went to camp with 48 players and finished with 16.
Oh, I remember that.
So that was one of the ones with quite a bit of adversity. And then I didn't have another one here until this year. And I had two at Dade County. I had one my first year there. I had a better starting 11 on the sideline injured than I had on the field. It was crazy. The best player, the fastest player, he had pulled a hamstring in the summertime, and he pulled it so bad he nearly had to have surgery.
Oh, wow.
And he was an all region selection, a really good kid you hang your hat on when you're a coach coming in. He got to play the last ball game. He dressed. Now, I didn't think he was going to get to play, but he scored a touchdown and put us in overtime. We ended up losing, but put us in overtime. That was his claim to fame. And then the other one was I had two really good players one year there, and they didn't like each other. Both of them got in trouble.
Yeah.
And that was the two best players on the football team.
Uh-oh.
So it wasn't really a whole lot to do with football. They got in trouble about, so they lost them. But this year was like that. You know, I was looking as a wrap-up. If you look at the Lone County scrimmage, the Brunswick High scrimmage, then we played Johnson and Savannah, and then Glen Academy, and then we had the Border Bowl, our Border Wars.
With West Nassau.
Yeah, so right about that time, so we beat Long and beat Brunswick, and then we beat Johnson, shut them out, and we played a really close game with Lynn Academy, we lost on a controversial pass interference call, offensive pass interference call even. But, you know, after that game, Harold, is where everything fell apart. We were not healthy for that Lanier County game on offense at all. Defensively, we were still pretty solid. Then after Lanier, we played Bradwell, and that was where we really got derailed. That was the start of a downhill slide for a while.
Yeah, well, we came back against Atkinson and won that one pretty handily.
We did. That was the one where we felt like after the Bradwell game that we had to start over offensively because we didn't have enough players to run the offense.
Yeah.
So you said, well, Coach, you had a JV or ninth grader. Yes, we did, but a JV or ninth grader, not a region championship level player yet. They're going to grow up, maybe be one. But,
right.
Not yet. So we changed to the I, if you remember that game.
I do.
And I can easily be ran in our offense. So we went into that game with one fullback and two tailbacks and put an extra receiver on the field to make 11. So we looked good with it. We thought, well, we're going to stick with it. We're going to stick with it. Then, so that put us into the
Jenkins County,
and we went into that ball game with one fullback and one tailback. So we knew that if anything happened, we could no longer run our wing offense. We could no longer run the eye offense. All we could run was a wildcat look. So when you get handcuffed like that, that makes it tough. So in the second half, they beat us pretty good. But halftime, it was should have been 6-0. It was 12-0, and we came out and had to run the wildcat the rest of the ball game with 9th and 10th graders.
Oh, boy.
And so they beat the brakes off of us as a team that we went 4 overtimes last year that we beat for one portion of the region championship. So.
Yeah, they've got a very good team. You know, the top three teams in our region won their first playoff game.
They sure
game,
did. So, our region is really strong. We really swept the other region, which is typically the other way around with us.
Yeah.
So we leave that game, Harold, and we go to Montgomery County where we're able to get back in the eye. And we look good at it again. So that's two games, you know, two shutouts, two games. And then we go to ECI, and the same thing happens. We can't get back in that. So at the ECI game, I had the quarterback healthy, a tailback healthy, and had Ernest coming off an ankle injury, which he was not full speed. So that was all, and we looked like we've never practiced offense. So we were bad there. And at this time, the defense is getting pretty watered down, too. We have some kids that really – honestly, they were just baptized by fire. They're going to be really solid young players next year because of all the reps they got, the quality of attention that they got, you know, that they received is going to be big. So we lose that one. And then we kind of get it together for Portal. You know, we got beat 27-0, but if you remember right before the half, it was 12-0. We'd been in the red zone twice and didn't score. We gave that big long run up to the region player of the year, Elijah Coleman. And they went up on us, you know, they ended up beating us 27-0, but that may have been the closest they were played in the region.
And, you know, I look back on that score, and I remember how much they controlled the ball against us and everything, and I thought, well, you know, our defense didn't play that bad, but that Coleman was a special, special player.
Well, we had,
without him, I don't know that Portal beats us.
Well, I think Frank said we had 210 yards rushing.
Yeah.
We just didn't punch it in.
No, we couldn't. The penalties hurt us again. Okay. All right, there'll be more to come on the Buccaneer Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Here at Cunningham Jewelers, we are like you, and we are Friday Night Light fans. Come find that special gift for that special person, no matter your budget. At Cunningham Jewelers, we don't settle for the field goal. We help you punch it in for the touchdown. So come on down to Cunningham Jewelers and let our friendly staff help you go for two. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center. Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Harold Webster, and this segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. All right, Coach, let's see. We talking about the season and the games going through them, and We just finished up with Portal in the last segment, and then we had Clinch County, of course, in the first round of the playoffs, and we've talked about them. What do you want to talk about next? You mentioned a couple of areas we want to discuss on this wrap-up show. Well, you want to talk about your seniors that you're going to be losing this year?
Yeah, we can. I'll start with my son. Brett did a good job as backup quarterback this year. We had a couple people ask me, so what are you going to do at backup quarterback? I was like, well, we got Makai Jackson ready. Also started at middle linebacker. So, and you got Neo coming back.
Yeah.
So there's two. And you got Blake McMahon coming up in ninth grade. So missing one, I need to develop a young man, and I thought I knew who that was going to be going into the season, but that young man sustained one of the injury bugs. He sustained an injury that really, you know what, he just got cleared last week to participate in sports. That's how long his lasted.
Wow.
So he missed the whole football season and just now got to go back into sports. So that I anticipate getting him back. So he'll be a good fit. He's a very mobile quarterback. And you have center Dalton Riles. You know, some of those guys like Brett and Dalton and Dawson and some of those guys started football later in their life, you know, later in school career. And really did a good job. I thought as these guys come in and want to play, I'm going to teach them one position. And, you know, if they morph into another position, that's great.
Right.
I taught him, you know, he played center and did a really, really good job for us, hard-nosed young man. Then Dawson Hassler, I'm going to miss him. He's a really hard worker, team captain, played tight end for us, but you know, I asked him to learn how to long snap. And not, this is the kind of kid you want to coach. When you ask somebody to learn how to long snap, you kind of expect them to go out and try it, you know, practice or whatever. He practiced it all the time. He went to clinics. He got nationally ranked. So I anticipate this December to February that somebody will extend an offer to him to come snap for their college football team. And, you know, he's a baseball pitcher. And, you know, it'd be nice if we could find him something where he got some money where he could long snap and go play baseball.
Right.
So we'll see.
Well, there's a lot of colleges that want kids like that.
Yes, there are. And then, you know, you got on the other side, we only had two seniors on the defensive side of the ball. And that was Jalen Ellison and Reggie Stevens. Reggie was a really solid corner. I never had to stress over him this year. That was one position I didn't worry about.
He was fast, too.
Yeah,
both of these boys were.
Good job, bought in. Reggie's a fine young man. And then you've got Jalen Ellison started on the defensive side of the ball. He's been playing for a while. We'll miss him. He was a little upset earlier today. He made second team All-Region. I was like, you can't win it every year, buddy. I was like, you know, they didn't give an award for the best defensive adjuster filling all these positions we had to come up with. So he usually filled that in.
He played some offense for you, too.
Ran on offense. And then, you know, first-year player was big Trey Miller that played on the line.
Yeah.
I wish we'd had Trey 4 years. He would have been super, super special. He had a good senior year, but for a first-year player, you couldn't ask for anything better. But,
right.
You know, if he'd been a four-year starter, then what do you ask for, you know? So he was a big body up there that we're also going to miss. And then you have Aaron Sisson, who was a backup lineman this year. Aaron was always every kid's got a role whether you're a starter or not. Aaron didn't start, but he was always dependable and coming to practice, and I could always count on him to run the scout team. You know,
he was
a team player. That would maybe be one of the better ones
as
far as attitude towards the team. And then you had Trayvon Peoples, who didn't start on offense or defense, but I think Trayvon was on about every special team. So he was good. That's it. We had a small senior class.
Well, I can't say that that's a bad thing, but it does happen where you'll have large senior classes and small senior classes.
Yeah, we got a chance next year to be somewhere between 18 and 24.
That's good.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. You know, we've got some things we've got to get better at outside the field of play, but if we can do that, we can be special next fall.
Yeah. You're listening to the MCA Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
So we're going to talk about season wrap-up. All-region selections.
How many did we have in the all-region?
A fair number. It wasn't as good as it was last year, but we had a fair number of kids we can talk about.
Go ahead.
right?
We're still going.
All right.
We got a couple minutes till our next break.
So, all region selections. Let's start with the offense. So, an all region selection, you put your kids' names up on the board with stats or talk about them. You know, you talk about the kids that you represent, and the other coaches get to vote on everybody's kids as to, you know, what they thought about them.
Right.
You know, I might think so-and-so is the best player, and they may think, "Ah, we got ready for somebody else," you know?
Yeah.
So, on the offensive side, Wayne McClenathan was on first-team offensive line.
Okay.
That was well-deserved. Wayne was really good at right tackle this year. And then Dalton Riles squeaked in there with first-team center. Snuck in there. They were pretty much tied to him in another center, but still got on it. And then
Do the players know where they got on the region selections? They already know? Okay.
Our center, that'll remind them today. So then Dawson Hassler was one of the two top tight ends that got votes. So that was it on offense. Usually I have a back in my stable, but we were so banged up, we didn't have the stats to warrant that this year. And on the defensive side, Javonte Cummins, a freshman, got it. Defensive line.
Oh, he was a force in the middle there. You had him at nose. We called his name a lot.
He was. He was one of our high vote getters for the defensive side of the ball. And then at linebacker, it was a little bit of surprise because he's young. Again, a surprise like Javonte, not a surprise to me how they play, but because they're young. Usually coaches kind of lean towards a senior.
Right.
But Makai Jackson got first-team honors at the linebacker position.
That's great.
You know, Makai did some things really well this year, but he's still developing, honestly. He reminds me of a Great Dane puppy that's about to grow up. he came so far, man. He lined our defense up. He and Tyler did a great job with that, so I expect big things out of him. He's got a few things we're going to work on in the offseason to make his whole linebacker package complete, but he does some good things, enough to get voted first team. But I want to get him good enough so he can go play college ball.
That's good. And what grade was he in this
10th.
Year? 10th grade. That's 10th good. Grade. Wow.
So those were two on the front. And so, Coach, we could have been a little better with two on the front. Well, last year we had quite a few more on the front.
Okay. Well, let's take a quick break and we'll get back to this. And we'll be right back to the Buccaneer Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Every athlete knows that if you can't play, you can't win. Hi. I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. We treat a variety of sports and non-sports injuries with proven expertise in joint replacement, arthroscopic surgery, and physical rehabilitation. With the support of Southeast Georgia Health System, our orthopedic specialists are committed to getting you back to your life quickly.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 1-855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneer Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Harold Webster, and this segment brought to you by Cunningham Jewelers and Jets Pharmacy. Well, Coach, we were talking about your all-region players, and you got a few more, I know.
Yeah, one of the high vote getters was Nehemiah West at safety. He had an excellent year. He's a leader on offense, leader on defense. He got a bright future ahead of him. I'm glad to see that he got recognized for his hard work. And then our secondary, we landed three all-region selections in the secondary. We landed Neo in at safety, and we landed both corners. MJ Quarterman and Reggie Stevens both landed first-team honors. So we were solid in the secondary. Usually it's the other way around here. Usually we're really solid on the front and spotty on the back end.
Yeah.
This year it was the opposite, so we struggled against the run game and did pretty well for the most part against the passing game. You know, we got beat two times by that portal receiver who's going to Florida.
Well, hey, I don't think there's anybody in the region that could cover that kid.
Not, even in the playoffs, I saw him just brutalize a corner.
I saw that quarterback throw the ball up about to look like 10 feet above the receiver, and MJ goes up for it, and that kid goes up in the air, and he's about 3 feet over MJ. My goodness.
We threw that play three times. We defended one of them. MJ got one of them. Almost picked it. The other two, that kid won one easily. The other one, MJ said, "That was my ball. I had it. It shouldn't have been him."
Yeah.
Wrestling around for it.
Yeah. MJ, is he a senior this year?
No, he's coming back.
Good, good, good. We've got to get some passes to him next year. Yeah, of course, Neo's coming back, and he's your starting quarterback, too. And
our skill set's going to be a little different next year, so you're going to probably see us open it up more than you've seen in the past.
You mean with the passing game?
Well, the spread run game, passing game, power spread stuff, some things like that.
Okay, good, good. We're looking forward to it, and we hope the injury bug stays away next year and we're healthy all season, because that does make a difference, especially in single A, where you don't have the
difference.
Yeah. Any more kids you want to talk about as far as
That's it on all region.
On the region.
Yeah, you want to talk about the new region coming up.
Yeah, let's do that.
So we're waiting. It's not quite complete. We're waiting to hear if Screven County got in the region today or not. But we do have...
Well, they were in double A, weren't they?
They were in large A.
Large A, okay.
Yeah, and they missed a chance to appeal that they should have taken. They're trying to win it today. I hope they win it for the school's sake, but they're late on their appeal. So we could get them, but right now they're not in there. So new teams in the region. We picked up Savannah High. They'll be in the region.
How did Savannah High drop down to region D2 in single A? Or ended?
Their enrollment for zoning changed.
Really? Yeah. Wow.
So they'll be a small public school in Savannah. Then we added Claxton back. They're an old foe, but they're coming back.
Yeah.
And then Metter's back, so that's going to renew that rivalry. Then, of course, you've got up McIntosh, us. You've got Emmanuel County Institute, which is ECI.
Right.
Then you've got a Jenkins County and the Portal. So it makes up. We're going to play 7 region games, maybe 8 with Screven coming in. So I'm only going to pick up 2 or 3 games.
We're going to pick up Screven County?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, that's a drive.
Well, when your choices are what we have in front of us right now, it's pretty short.
And the drives, I was wondering if they might not drop us down into the Charlton County, Clinch County region. Because of the distance.
Going over there to Charlton Clinch is the easy part, but going over across I-75 is not good for us.
No.
They would have to actually move Charlton Clinch over this way. And anyway, this doesn't work out geographically for us. It puts us in what's called the isolation route.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's the new region right there. So we've had, this time of year, you're looking at people contacting you for games, so. We've had Charlton County call us, Lanier, Irwin, Bradwell, and Screven. So we're going to have to make some games out of those.
Well, that will be interesting. This is the MCA Coaches Show with Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Irwin County's always been a... we used to play them kind of regular, they've always been a powerhouse in single A.
Yeah, you know, even though we were, you know, last year in 2022, we were 10-2 region champs. This year we came coming off a playoff appearance, but only 4 wins. But we still don't have people lined up to play us, and it's just it gets frustrating because they won't listen to you. Like, hey, we're up this year, we're down this year. They just assume we're up all the time. So, crazy.
Well, I would assume some of the other teams have the same problem, like Clinch and
that's why Charlton's called and Irwin's called. They have the exact same problem. Clinch did call, but we didn't have the weeks available that they needed, or vice versa. Oh, yeah. The other team in the region, Harold, I forgot to mention, the new region is Bryan County. Bryan's back in our region again.
Were they in A, double A, single A, or?
Division 1A, yeah.
Division 1A?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they've dropped back down.
They've had a great year this year. They've got 20-something seniors.
Yeah, they do have. They've been they used to be a team that we liked to play because we could mark it off at the beginning of the season as a win. You can't do that anymore with them.
No.
You can't do it with Jenkins County either or Portal anymore. I mean, a lot of these schools are just have stepped up.
Well, they better have enjoyed their chance at us because we're going to start growing up pretty quick.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that. Well, Coach, this wasn't the season that we had hoped for when we started talking back in August, but all in all, we've seen some great play from the Buccaneers. We've had our share of highs and lows. We did make the playoffs again.
Yeah, and, you know, we finished, you know, with clinch. I wasn't disappointed in how hard we played. We were outmanned, but we played. I mean, we scored a scooping score right near the end to show you how hard they were playing. You know?
Yeah.
So I got beat.
I'll congratulate you on having your kids excited to play and not. I never saw them quit.
They didn't.
They never quit. They get down, but they would get right back up and go out there and play hard every time.
It's kind of a good coaches have been poking fun at me here lately that we played against. They're like, man, y'all were Jekyll and Hyde this year. Y'all had kids in and out of the lineup. I was like, yeah, you come do it. It's not a lot of fun juggling kids back and forth with injuries and things like that.
No, it's not.
So, hey, I wouldn't wish that on anybody. So next year, hopefully, it'll be the opposite, keep everybody healthy.
Well, let's hope so. Well, Coach, again, congratulations on developing some good kids and on the season. I know we didn't end up where we wanted to, but we did make the playoffs again, and you got a lot of young kids that got to play a lot, and we're looking forward to next season.
Me too. I appreciate you covering us.
Well, we going to do it again next year?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't know about you, Coach, but I love football, and I think high school football is the best one to watch.
It is. Fun.
It's young kids. They're just out there playing for mom and pop and for their school. Yeah. They're not being compensated with money. They don't worry about all that. And college football.
NIL, somebody might want
to. Oh, goodness gracious. Let's don't do that. That just ruins everything. But, all right, Coach. Well, congratulations. We'll be signing off. We'd like to thank everybody for joining us on the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media and Sports Network. And we're signing off. Go Bucks.
Go Bucks.